fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger. Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! Hail Silver!
The train from St. Louis to the far west sped over the Texas prairie. A tall, middle-aged man entered one of the cars and walked slowly along the aisle, facing the passengers. Suddenly, he stopped and looked sharply at a young man in one of the seats, then spoke.
Why, Buck Moore. What? I didn't know you were on this train.
Lawyer Miller. Sit down here and talk a while.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, you're surprised to see me, huh?
I certainly am, Buck. The last time I saw you, you were about to skip from Kansas City because of some trouble with the law.
Uh-huh. Well, professional gamblers like me do run into trouble once in a while. I went to St. Louis. When things got a little too hot for me, I decided to go west.
Fine, fine.
I understand you've settled in the west for good.
Yes, that's right. I came out a year ago and settled in Grey Rock. That's a town a short distance from where I leave the train at Hilton.
Well, I figured on getting off at Pecos and trying my luck there a while.
See. Maybe you'd do better to listen to a proposition I have and get off at Hilton. In fact, I was walking through the train hoping to find a young stranger who might want to make some easy money.
Easy money?
Yes, very easy. And all you'd have to do would be to pose as somebody else, a young Easterner who's riding in the car ahead.
Yeah, sounds plenty easy.
It is, if you follow instructions to the letter. I made a fast trip to St. Louis and met the Easterner coming back. You've never been west before, have you, Bug?
Nope.
Good. Then nobody would recognize you. Are you interested in falling in with my plan?
Well, I don't know what your plan is yet, but if it means easy money, I'm for it.
Fine. Get off the train at Hilton. We'll reach there in a few hours. Then go directly to the hotel and wait there for me to contact you. You understand?
Sure.
And by the way, from now on, your name is Bert. Bert Sawyer, remember that. Now, I'll get back to my own car. I'll see you in here.
It was a warm night, and the Lone Ranger and his Indian companion, Tonto, were sleeping under the stars a short distance from the town of Hilton. Suddenly, the two men were aroused by distant shots.
Tonto, You hear those shots?
I don't hear them.
We'll investigate.
Me get horses, Kimosabe. Not hear any more shooting.
We'll ride to the trail anyway and look around.
Silver and Scout. Glad to get going.
Yes, let's hurry.
We not see anything yet. Maybe we ride wrong direction.
Those shots came from up this way, Tonto. You say it could be that we... Look, they're on the trail.
Somebody on ground.
What's over there?
Get him up, Scout.
What's over? Oh, easy, Tonto.
Easy, Scout, easy, fella. Him young fella. Me not know him.
He's alive, but unconscious.
Him hurt bad.
Yes, a bullet wound in his back. We'll apply bandages, and we'll take him to camp. His horse must have run away.
That's right.
All right, Tonto, let's get busy.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto took the stranger to their camp, where they did all they could to overcome the effect of his wound. It was late afternoon of the following day before the stranger finally opened his eyes and stared at the Indian and the masked man who bent over him.
That mask. Were you the one...
We were here in camp. We heard shots and went to investigate. We found you lying on the trail and brought you here.
But the mask...
I'll explain the mask later. I'm not an outlaw. Now you'd better rest. We'll talk after you regain your strength.
No, I want to talk now. Here,
Meverson. You take it.
That's bitter.
But it do you good. Make you sleep. Get strong.
I don't want to sleep now. My name is Bert Sawyer.
There. Lie back and rest. When you're stronger, Bert, we'll have a long talk. Right now, you better sleep.
Within a short time, the mysterious stranger fell into a deep sleep, and Tonto left for town to get supplies. It was dusk when he returned.
Who's got home, fella? Easy, Scout. Easy, fella.
Well, Tonto, any news in town?
Me hear strange talk in Cafe Kimosabe.
What did you hear?
Well, me get supplies. Then me stop in at Cafe. While me there, two men come in. Me hear them talk.
Here comes Lawyer Jim Miller from Gray Rock. Hiya, Jim. Coming to Hilton to start a law business?
Well, hello, Dave. Lawyer Price and Judge Barry have all the law practice tied up here in Hilton. Oh, this is a young client of mine, Dave. Meet Bert Sawyer.
Oh, glad to know you, Dave.
Same here. Gonna sue somebody in town, maybe?
Oh, no, nothing like that.
Bertie's from St. Louis. He inherited a mine near here.
Oh, that's right. My Uncle Sam Sawyer left it to me.
Well, that's fine. I recollect Sam used to live in that old miner's shack back in the hills.
That's right.
I have a syndicate that wants to buy that mine. We're here to straighten things out with Judge Barry. He handles Sam's affairs.
Sounds like you stand to get a lot of money, young fella.
That's right. He will as soon as things are settled. Oh, come on, have a drink with us.
Well, don't mind if I do.
Three drinks, barkeep. We'll celebrate Bert's good fortune. He's a mighty lucky young fellow, believe me.
Them stay while, then them leave cafe.
The young stranger we found said his name is Bert Sawyer.
That's right.
We'll see if he's awake and question him. Come on, Tonto.
I was just going to call for you. I feel much better.
Well, that's good, Bert. We'll talk now.
Sure, I want to.
Can you tell us what happened last night?
I was on the way to my uncle's mining shack out near here. I'm from St. Louis.
I see. Go on.
On the train coming west, I met a lawyer by the name of Miller. He was leaving the train at Hilton and taking the stage to a town called Gray Rock.
That man me here talk in town, Kimosabe.
Oh, yes, Tonto. What else, Bert?
I told Miller I'd inherited a mine from my uncle and showed him a letter I had from a Judge Barry in Hilton.
Did you see the judge?
No, the train arrived late last night. It was such a warm moonlit night, I decided to get a horse and ride out to see the mine. In fact, Miller suggested that I do it.
Oh?
Miller got me a horse and told me to join him at the hotel when I got back. He was to leave on the next stage for Gray Rock.
Well, Miller didn't leave on the stage. He's still in Hilton, Bert. Now, what about the shooting?
I don't know. I was riding along and suddenly shots rang out. That's all I remember.
Not good.
Bert, we looked through your pockets when we brought you here. They were empty.
Oh, The letter from Judge Barry.
The letter's gone, and anything else you might have had.
But that letter wouldn't be of any use to anyone but me. I don't see
why... I'm beginning to understand. Tonto just returned from town. Miller is there introducing another man around under your name.
Under my name? But why should...
Miller probably thinks you're dead. I believe he was the one who shot you last night to get that letter and your other credentials.
Miller? But why would he do that?
He may pass off the other man as Bert Sawyer to Judge Barry. The judge would then turn over the mine to them. Then they'd sell out and skip with the money.
I'll not let them get away with it. I'll go to see Judge
Barry.
Take
it easy, Bert. Take it easy. The judge doesn't know you by sight, does he?
No. Nobody knows me out here.
Well, that's what I thought. The man with Miller has all your credentials and that letter from the judge.
But I can't sit around and let them get away with it.
There's more to it than proving your identity to get the mine, Bert. We'll also try to prove that Miller tried to kill you. I've thought of a plan that may make Miller and the young imposter show themselves up for what they are.
What can you do?
You just take it easy. Leave things to Tonto and me. We'll let Miller have some leeway for a day or so. Then we'll put my plan into effect.
Meantime, Lawyer Miller and Buck Moore, the man who was posing as Bert, left the cafe and went to Judge Barry's office.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Well, hello, Judge. I'm Lawyer Miller from Grey Rock. I've come with my young client, Bert Sawyer.
Oh, so this is Bert Sawyer, huh? But glad to meet you, young man.
Thank you, Judge.
Sit down. Be comfortable, both of you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I'll get right to the point, Judge. Bert tells me he came out here to Hilton because you sent for him.
That's right, I did.
I have your letter with me, Judge.
Good. That will help establish your identity.
Of course, Bert has other credentials too, sir.
Oh, that's right. Here they are.
These seem to be proof enough that you're Bert Sawyer.
In that case, you could get things settled with Bert this afternoon, couldn't you, Judge?
I was just getting ready to go home to supper.
Oh?
Come around tomorrow afternoon, we'll get the matter settled once and for all. How's that?
Yep. Yes, as you say, sir. We'll come back tomorrow about 2:00.
That night, the Lone Ranger pulled rein in front of the judge's house and dismounted.
Easy, steady, big fella. Evening, Judge Barry.
Well, the Lone Ranger. Do come in, my friend.
Thanks.
Well, I'm mighty glad to see you again.
Thank you.
Please sit down, sir.
Oh, thanks. Judge, I came here to seek information about a certain matter.
Something wrong?
I have reason to think there is. Did a young man who called himself Bert Sawyer come to see you today?
Yes. Yes, he did. Brought a lawyer with him.
Well, Judge, I feel certain he's an imposter.
An imposter? Why, he showed me plenty of credentials and all. What makes you think that?
There's a young fellow at our camp. He was shot from ambush last night. I'm sure he's Bert Sawyer.
I see. Well, I'll hold up settlement of the case till we can get a description of the real Bert Sawyer telegraphed in St. Louis from some of his friends.
Now, we'll do that, of course. But I have a plan I'd like to put into effect to prove the two men who came to see you were responsible for the attempt on Bert's life last night.
Why, they're coming back to see me tomorrow, 2:00.
Good. I'll need your help to carry out the plan I have in mind.
Of course. You know, I'll do what I can to see that justice is done. What's your plan?
I'll tell you, then you'll know what to do when they come to see you tomorrow.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
about to continue. Promptly at 2 o'clock the next day, Lawyer Miller and Buck Moore arrived at the judge's office.
Well, here we are, Judge.
Yes, so I see. Right on time, too.
We want to get these matters settled as soon as possible.
Of course, Mr. Sawyer, you showed me plenty of credentials and all. But there's just one thing that would really satisfy me that you are Sam's nephew.
What's that, sir?
I was given to understand you always carried a gold locket around with you. One your mother gave you with her picture in it. Now, if you could show me that, we'd...
Yes, you showed it to me on the train, Bud. Do you have it with you, or did you leave it at the hotel?
Well, I must have left it in my suitcase at the hotel.
I see. Now, if you could get it and bring it here for me to see, we could get on with the business.
Well, suppose we come back later, Judge. But we'll pick up the locket at the hotel while I attend to another matter here in town. Then we'll come back, eh?
Sure, that's all right with me. Of course, we could get certain proof if this young fellow had given me the name of a friend or two in St. Louis I could telegraph to for a description.
Well, I didn't know many people.
Well, there's no need for that. It would take 2 or 3 days. We'll get the locket and bring it to you, huh? Come on, Bert.
I'll be waiting for it. Come back.
We'll be back before long, Judge. Adios.
Look, Miller, what are we going to do?
We'll get a couple of horses right away from the livery stable and ride out the trail to where we ambushed that Sawyer fella.
Maybe he's been found by now.
The trail's hardly ever used, so they tell me. Anyway, we'd have heard about it if anyone had found his body. We'll get that locket, bring it back to the judge, and then we can settle things and there'll be no more questions, eh? We'll leave Hilton tonight with the deed to the mine and the prospects of plenty of money for both of us. From now on.
While Lawyer Miller went to the livery stable for horses, Buck waited at the hotel. A short time later, Miller entered the room.
Well, did you get the horses?
Yes, they're outside at the back of the hotel.
Listen, I've been thinking, Miller. You told the judge you were showing that locket on the train. Now, maybe Sawyer carried it in his suitcase.
No, he didn't show me the locket. I had to say something to cover up. I went through Sawyer's suitcase last night, but there wasn't any locket in it.
And he must have carried it on his person.
Yes, that's right. That's why we have to go out there and search him again. I thought I went through his pockets thoroughly, but I must have missed it.
It's funny to me that the judge wants to see that locket, considering all the credentials we showed him.
The judge has strange ideas sometimes, I hear. Maybe old Sam mentioned the locket to him, and he thought that would be a good check on your identity.
Yeah, but what if we don't find it? We'll be in trouble if he checks with Sawyer's friends back east.
I have a couple of friends in St. Louis. If we don't find the locket, I'll wire them tonight. Then you can give the judge their names. They'll telegraph your description to him.
Now,
stop worrying. I've planned all this carefully, and I've covered every angle.
Yeah, you're plenty smart, all right.
Thanks. We have a lot at stake. Well, come on. We'll get the horses and ride out to search Sawyer's body for that gold locket.
I thought we were going to ride out the other trail, Miller.
I'm just being careful. That's why we're taking this trail through Sandy Valley. I want to be sure we aren't followed from town.
Hey, do you think somebody might try to
follow us? No reason why anyone should. But as I said, it pays to be careful. We'll swing over to the trail and come down from the other direction to the place where we left Sawyer.
I thought the judge would settle things right away.
Just leave everything to me. We'll convince him that you're Bert Sawyer, so don't worry. Let's get a move on, eh? Hit it, man.
Hit it, hit it.
Meantime, in response to a note from the judge that Tonto had taken to town that morning, the sheriff of Hilton and a few of his men met the Lone Ranger and Tonto not far from the old miner's shack. The Lone Ranger explained the situation, and they made their plans.
There's a grove near the place where we found Bert Sawyer. We could go there and watch the trail from hiding, Sheriff, if you agree.
Sounds like a good plan to me. But what makes you so certain they'll show up?
I told Judge Barry to insist upon seeing a locket Bert was supposed to have been carrying.
Oh.
Of course, there isn't any such locket.
You think they'll go back looking for the body so they can search for the locket? Is that it?
Yes. They'll be anxious to get the matter settled quickly.
Well, since you have the real Sawyer at your camp, you could face them and prove the other one's a phony.
But we wouldn't prove that they attempted to take Bert Sawyer's life. That's the reason we planned this.
Yes, the masked man's right.
We've got a trapman to prove when they tried to kill Sawyer.
That's right, Sheriff.
Hope they show up at the place.
I hope so, too. We'll go to the Grove right now. We'll be able to see and hear them if they do show up.
Steady, boys.
Let's go.
Come on, Silver.
Before long, Miller and Buck Moore approached the place where Bert Sawyer had been shot from ambush.
Yeah, the place where Sawyer fell is just around this bend.
I hope we can get that locket.
Yes, yeah, so do I. Hey, looks like the body is gone.
Yeah, somebody must have found him. You sure that's where he was?
Yes. We hid in that clump of trees to the left, remember?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, he's gone, all right.
Do you think it's safe for us to go back to Hilton? Sawyer's body might have been taken there to the coroner's office.
Why shouldn't it be safe? Nobody can prove we shot him. He'll just be a dead stranger, that's all. He isn't known to anyone in town, and we took all his identification after we shot him. Well, we might as well start back the way we came.
We're not going anywhere, Miller. Hey, look, coming from that grove, a masked man and several men with him.
We heard every word you said. We're taking you back.
The sheriff, you're not taking me. Get up.
Hey, Miller, wait.
He's getting away. Got him down. Shoot him. Fire!
Wait, hold your fire.
What?
I'm going after Miller. Come on, Silver!
Though Miller had a slight head start and was riding into Sandy Valley, Silver, his great muscles gleaming in the sunlight, sprang forward at his master's call and raced after the fleeing crook. The Lone Ranger urged him onward with a ringing cry.
Come on, Silver! Faster, boy!
Frenzy of fear, Miller, racing some distance ahead, shot wildly at the masked figure behind him. Thinking that Bert Sawyer was dead, he felt that any chance of escape was worth trying, rather than face what he thought would be a charge of murder. Glancing back over his shoulder once more, he saw that the Lone Ranger had gained ground and was gradually closing up on him. He raised his gun and fired again.
Missed him. And my gun's empty. I'll swing off the trail into the sagebrush. Get up there, fella. Get up.
Come back. There's quicksand.
He says it's quicksand. Down there, it's a trick. Hurry up there, faster.
Miller's horse had suddenly stopped short, throwing the crook over the horse's head into a swampy stretch of land.
If it's quicksand, then I'm in it. I'm sinking fast. Help, help me.
Hold him, hold. Here, that's the end of my lariat. Quick. Grab it, quick.
I can't. It fell short. I'm being pulled under fast.
I'll try again. Stop struggling. Stop struggling.
Hurry, hurry.
Here it comes. Grab it.
Yes, I have it.
Slip it under your arm.
All right. There it is, hurry.
You'll be out of there in a minute. Come on, Silver, back.
You did it, Dan. I'm on firm ground.
Hold, Silver. Hold, you said it'd be quick. I'll loosen the lariat. There.
That quicksand almost got me.
I'll tie your hands, and I'll take you back to the sheriff.
A short time later, the Lone Ranger, with Miller tied on his own horse, rode to where the sheriff and his men were waiting with the other crook.
Ho, Silver, ho.
Well, I see you caught him, mister. Good work.
It looks like you dunked him in the mud.
Yeah, he said he'd be coming. I'll help you dismount, Miller. Come on.
Yes, you're right, all right.
Hey, what happened to him?
Miller fell into quicksand in Sandy Valley. His horse threw him. I pulled Miller out.
Should have let him go under, mister. He wasn't worth saving.
The law will deal with him for what he's done.
Wait. Both of us fired at Sawyer. You can't prove which one of us actually killed him.
For a lawyer, you don't seem to know too much, Miller. If Sawyer were dead, you'd both hang for his murder.
You said if he were dead.
He's alive and getting well.
What?
Charges will be brought against you both for attempted murder.
All of us heard you and this fella Moore admit you aimed to kill Bert Sawyer. You'll be charged with trying to cheat him out of his legacy, too.
But where is Bert Sawyer?
He's now at the judge's house in town. He'll be well enough in a short time to appear against you at the trial.
All right, man, let's take him to jail.
Come on.
That night, in a room at the judge's house, the sheriff and the judge stood with the Lone Ranger beside Bert Sawyer's bed.
Well, young fella, looks like things have turned out all right for you after all.
Doctor says I'll be up and around in a week.
You were lucky the masked man found you when he did, or you might not be around now to get your legacy. Oh, it was a sorry day when you took to trusting an hombre like Miller.
The law will take care of Miller and his friend. He might have got away with this scheming if the masked man hadn't been around to stop it. We'll come over tomorrow and settle your uncle's estate with you, Bert.
Miller said there was a syndicate that wanted to buy the mine. That's why
I happen to know there is a group that wants it. You can get a good, honest lawyer like Lawyer Price to handle the deal for you. And you'll wind up with a good sum of money.
I reckon you'll take it and go back to St. Louis and set yourself up in business, young fellow.
No, I'm going to settle down in Hilton. I like it out here.
I'm glad you feel that way about it, Bert. We need young men out here to help build the West. Well, Tonto's waiting outside for me, so I'll go along now. I'll see you again soon. Adios.
Good night.
Good night. Well, there goes a mighty fine friend to have, Bert. He saved your life, according to the doc, and even turned around and saved the ornery critter who tried to cheat and kill you.
He straightened things out for me, too.
He believes in helping folks and saving folks' lives, not in killing like so many others out here. He's done more for the West than any other one man I know.
Yep, that's right, Judge.
Funny, but even though I stayed at his camp, I still don't know who he is.
Nobody rightly knows, Bert. But one thing I do know, when he's on your side, you really have a friend you can always depend on. Yep, the Lone Ranger is the finest hombre I know, bar none.
This is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Enterprises, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.